My name is Samed. It may be a name you've heard of around the home fires of the Agori, or whispered by Gatorian as they stand watch. It's a name spoken with respect and with fear, and that is how it should be. History will tell you I am a monster, a slaver, someone who has made a living capturing my fellow Agori and selling them to the Skrull. I'd be a fool to lie and pretend I did not do those things. Of course I did. But there is more to the story than just that, and there is one thing you always need to remember about history. The winners write all the books. I was a member of the Iron Tribe, not that you can tell by the color of my armor. That's intentional. Advertising you were part of my tribe was probably, still is, an invitation to be ostracized, mobbed, even stoned. We're not welcome in the nice villages of the other Agori, good enough to share their food and drink, or clean enough to trade with. We're creatures of the late-night tales told to the guards. Better stay sharp, or some iron Agori will get you. It wasn't always this way, of course. Long, long ago, well before the Core War or the Shattering, my tribe lived in the mountains of Bota Magna and worked in the mines. We sent the iron we dug out of the rock to the Fire Tribe for forging, and in return they provided us with finished tools and weapons. We were rough and coarse, but were honored for our hard work and treated like any other Agori. Iron Tribe members lived a life full of hard, honest work, and we didn't ask for anything more. Outside of some arguments with our neighbors in the mountains of Skrull, we didn't have any conflicts with anyone. But when the end came, it came swiftly and quietly, like a dagger thrust to the back. A few miners working on the outskirts of our land began to act strangely. They were distracted and quarrelsome, and as days went by, they got worse. Asked if they felt sick, they said no. The only odd thing that they could report was that their sleep had been disturbed, for they had stopped dreaming. Most of us laughed. After all, what matters was the strength on our backs as we carved metal out of the rock and hauled it to the surface. What did it matter if our sleep was just that, sleep, unbarred by illusions and fantasies? If you can't dream, you don't have to worry about nightmares, right? Wrong. If you can't dream, your life becomes the nightmare.